أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله with the fuzzle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight being the 19th night of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we completed the 20th juz of the Quran Majid, and in it there were three surahs that were recited. We continued with the recitation of Suratul Naml, and thereafter we recited from Suratul Qasas, and towards the end of the Taraweeh we recited from Suratul Ankabut. In Suratul Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses many incidents that took place in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. In fact, this is one of the surahs wherein Allah Ta'ala discusses the most amount of detail from the life of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam's incident comes in many paras of the Quran. In fact, most of the paras of the Quran have incidents of the life of Musa alayhi salam, but not complete. But in this para, or in this surah al-Qasas, Allah Ta'ala mentions that we mention the incident of Musa alayhi salam. نَحْنُ نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَئِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعُونَ بِالْحَقِّ لِقُومِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, that we will mention to you the incident of the life of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun for those that bring iman. Now time does not permit us, it was quite into detail discussed regarding the life of Musa alayhi salam. But in a nutshell, we know that Fir'aun was a tyrant ruler, and he caused a lot of harm and oppression to the Bani Israel, who were the family or the inhabitants of Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, and that's how the Bani Israel came. And Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi towards them. And the people of Fir'aun were the Coptics. So Allah Ta'ala discusses the entire incident of Musa alayhi salam. And thereafter, after discussing this entire life of Musa alayhi salam, then Allah Ta'ala discusses another person. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim. Allah Ta'ala talks about Qarun. Qarun was from amongst the Bani Israel. So as we mentioned, the Bani Israel were oppressed, and the dominant force and the dominant nation were the Coptics, and Fir'aun was their leader. So now Allah Ta'ala talks about one person who, from the Bani Israel, from the family of Musa alayhi salam, he was also a zalim, he was also an oppressor. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. Qarun was from amongst the family of Musa. There's different interpretations as to how he was related to Musa alayhi salam. One interpretation is that he was the uncle of Musa alayhi salam. Another interpretation is that he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Nevertheless, he was related very closely to Musa alayhi salam. But he was arrogant and haughty. Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of wealth. وَآتِنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Just to carry the keys to the treasures of his wealth, not his wealth itself, but the keys to the treasures of his wealth, required a large group of strong men just to carry the keys. Quran mentions لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ, strong men to carry the keys to the treasures of Qarun. So you can imagine how much of wealth Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. There is difference of opinion as to how he acquired his wealth. Some mention that he mastered the art of alchemy and used to mine gold, etc. And some mention that he was a very masterful businessman. As a result, he became very wealthy. Now, because of his wealth, he became arrogant, he became proud, he became haughty, and he did not accept Islam, he did not follow the Nabi of the time, Musa alayhi salam. So people used to advise him, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. They don't become arrogant, don't become haughty. Allah Ta'ala does not like those who are haughty. And they should tell him that وَابْدَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They should tell him that endeavor and aspire towards the akhirat. Work, prepare towards your akhirat. and thereafter spend also from your wealth to the people in the dunya. Give in charity, give its due, and spend your wealth correctly. So he turned around and he told them that قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي, that whatever these wealth that have been given is because of my own accord. It is because of my own wealth, because of my own ambition. And it is my wealth, and I can do in according to our understanding. He told them that it's my money and I can do as I please with it. Do not advise me how to use and utilize my wealth. Then after Allah Ta'ala mentions that once he came out, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قُومِهِ فِي زِينَةِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَنَا نَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then one day he came out to the people and he came out in his pomp and his glory and showing off his wealth, displaying his wealth abundantly. So people began looking at his wealth. And amongst them, the weaker people began saying that يَا لَيْتَنَا نَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ, that how we wish we were given wealth like how Qarun was given wealth. How we wish we were also wealthy like him. How we wish we could also enjoy the wealth that he is enjoying. Thereafter, those that had iman, they began advising them. They told them that waylakum, woe unto you. Thawabullahi khayrun liman amana wa amila saliha. That which Allah Ta'ala has given you, iman which you have, is far better than this entire kingdom of Qarun. خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. And in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala has promised Jannat for you. But you have to make sabr in this dunya. This dunya, حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that the fire of Jahannam has been beautified with a person's desires. By following a person's desires and doing as he pleases and running after this dunya, it is going to lead a person towards Jahannam. Jahannam is beautified like that. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِ. And Jannat has been concealed or covered with difficulties. That you go through hardship, you go through difficulties in this dunya, and your result is Jannat. But الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. That this dunya, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that it is a Jannat for the believers, for the kuffar. It is a Jannat for the kuffar. They will enjoy the whatever they can enjoy in this dunya, but for the believer it is like a prison. Why? He has to live within the boundaries of Sharia, within the laws of Sharia. However, within the laws of Sharia and living within Iman and Islam, there is also enjoyment. If a person tastes the sweetness of Iman, and in his ibadat he tastes the sweetness of Iman, then he will also have that enjoyment. And وَجَنَّةُ kafir, it is a Jannat, it is a place of enjoyment for the kafir. So coming back to the incident, thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةِ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. He was arrogant, he was haughty, he refused to accept Islam, he also used to cause harm to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and as a result, Allah Ta'ala caused him and his entire kingdom to get sucked up into the earth. And Mufassirin mentioned that till the day of Qiyamah, he will continue being sucked up and drowned up in the earth. This was the punishment and the warning for utilizing wealth and not accepting Islam and not spending it in a correct way, for utilizing it in the wrong avenues. Thereafter we recited from Surah Al-Ankabut. And in the opening verses of Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah Ta'ala gives us a very, very clear and open message, which is very, very applicable in today's time also. Surah Al-Ankabut begins, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Alif Lam Mim, Allah Ta'ala knows the meaning of it, Allahu A'lamu bi-muradihi. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, that does mankind think that after bringing Iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they will be left like that, and they will not go through any test, any trials, any tribulations, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that indeed those that were before you also went through tests. This dunya is a place of test. And What is the result of the test? Allah Ta'ala puts people through test. In the second para of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That you will definitely be tested. You will definitely go through difficulty. You will definitely go through hardship. Today we feel, let us cover all the avenues, make sure everything is covered, everything is protected, and we have this cover and that cover upon our belongings and our wealth, so that in the event of any mishap happening, in the event of any difficulty happening, I know I'm covered, I know I'm secured. But Allah Ta'ala mentions it differently, that no matter what you're going to cover, no matter how you're going to protect it, you're still going to go through the test. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. We will definitely test you. What kind of test? بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. There will be times when you will have fear. You'll be frightened of something. Enemy, thief, etc. خَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. You'll go through hunger. وَنَقْسِمْ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. You will suffer destruction of property, reduction of property, harm coming to your property. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. Loss of life, loss of family members, personal injuries. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. If a person is a farmer, crops, etc. All this, you'll go through difficulties. But Allah Ta'ala mentions, what is the test? What is our test? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Glad tidings to those who pass the test. Who are those that pass the test? They exercise patience. In whatever calamity comes about to them, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And who are the صابرين? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That when any musibah, when any calamity afflicts them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. In the first place, it did not belong to me. In the first place, it did not belong to me. Allah Ta'ala lent it to me. Whatever wealth, whatever position, whatever I'm enjoying from the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala lent it to me, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala took it back. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us a dua also, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati. That whatever difficulty I go through, O Allah, reward me in my difficulty, wa khluf li khayran minha. And replace me with something better. And we will see those that went through whatever difficulties, recite the dua and have recite it with yaqeen. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will definitely replace a person with something. He might not realize it, he might not know it, but definitely Allah Ta'ala will replace a person with something far better than what he lost. So coming back to the ayat in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. That when you go through tests in this dunya, then what does Allah Ta'ala want to see from you? What does Allah Ta'ala require to see from this test? Allah Ta'ala requires to see that who are those that are firm in their iman, and who are those who are denying and who are liars with regards to their iman. There's deficiency in their iman. When he goes through tests, when he sees hardships, does it bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does he have more yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and more conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be it whatever test may come upon a person, be it in the form of a virus, be in the form of a violence, be in the form of a flood, natural disasters, or disasters coming because of other people, whatever it is, does it bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or does it turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We make dua to Allah ta'ala that whatever difficulties we go through, Allah ta'ala make it easy for us. Allah ta'ala does not put us through difficulties that we cannot bear, and whatever losses we went through, may Allah ta'ala reward us better than those losses. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.